Your film opens with a really interesting and now infamous phone call in 2010 from Virginia Thomas, wife of Clarence Thomas, to Anita Hill. And she asks Anita Hill to apologize for the testimony she gave in 1991. Why did you want to start the film with that?
But I thought it was a great way to pull you into both the past and the present. You know, that phone call links today and the past as a way, which is what the film is about, you know, looking at today and the past to see where we have come from, you know. So it allowed us to really contemporize the story, I felt, because really what that phone call says, as Anita says, it shows how raw the feelings are.
Your film shows the immediate aftermath that followed her testimony, and I don't know if a lot of us were really aware of that. What did she face?
She was, you know, vilified and targeted, you know, with smear campaigns and threats and all that. I had no idea. I was just stunned. So that was a very important story. It's like, what happens to a private citizen, regardless of who you are, you know, black or white or whatever, when you answer a call to, you know, it's a duty as a citizen to testify? What happens to you when you end up walking into a political storm? She said, you know, was I supposed to dodge it? Or she felt I just had to, she wouldn't hide.
How have younger women reacted to this film?
They've been very, very receptive. And I find the younger ones are actually emotionally speechless. I think it speaks a lot to them that what they're going through, they've experienced a certain amount of harassment. You know, it certainly is in college. One out of five women are going to be raped. That's just statistically. And in the workplace, even though things are mandated in terms of sexual harassment training, you know, how do you navigate the subtleties, you know?
What do you think the most important impacts were of her testimony and her story on women, on men, on politics, on the workplace?
I think the most important impact on all of us, of all the things you've mentioned, is that finally someone actually talked openly in a national publicized forum about sexual harassment, about what it was like in the workplace, to even bring that issue finally out in the open, out in the shadow. And the ripple effect in every sense, you know, even today, 20-something years later, the hearings on military assault, I feel, is a direct result of having that public conversation beginning 20-something years ago. We're just much more aware and sort of inspired to speak out, really. And I think that fact is you see someone giving voice to herself and to the issue. I mean, you might remind yourself, and certainly the film does that, you know, if you do that, well, look at what happens, you know. As difficult as it may be, some remarkable, important changes can happen. I don't know where we'd be if that hearing hadn't been televised. What do you think in terms of sexual harassment? It took that kind of dramatic hearing to explain it in terms of everyday life.